Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. So here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been in this Imagine Zero campaign, and it's really the spiritual journey for our church family. And so we've been doing these daily devotionals through our church app, something that we call the Daily Aha. And the great thing about it is it's been written by people on staff and people that attend the church. And today's entry was actually written by one of our own, Maddie Smith. Now, Maddie and Winston have been here at the church for a lot of years, and they've served in so many different capacities. We're so grateful for people like them. And so, Maddie, thanks for writing today's devotional. And I just want to read that. I want to read it today and then encourage you, if you haven't jumped into the app yet, jump into the Sugar Hill Church app and click Daily Aha and participate in it. But this devotion comes from Ephesians 1, verse 3 by Maddie Smith. Here's what Ephesians says. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Here's what she writes. The phrase, every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, what does that mean exactly? Sometimes when I read my Bible, I seem to come away with more questions than I started with. I write down my questions because I'm expecting God to reveal the answers. This is one of those questions. What does every spiritual blessing mean? Because if God has a blessing for me, I don't want to miss it. Ephesians goes on to list the most important blessings, and here they are. They're eternal ones. In Christ Jesus, we know we have forgiveness. We know that we are adopted as his children. We have freedom, peace, joy, and a right relationship with God. Eternal life both here and there, eternal security, promise, and the power of the Holy Spirit for the life here until we are fully present with the Lord. That is a lot to try to get my mind around. As I study and I see God answer prayers that buoy my faith, I begin to see that each person's faith journey is uniquely different. Just as he made us unique, our faith journeys are vastly different. So I pray to see God at work. I praise God for what I do understand, and then I pray for God's sightings, answered prayers, or however God wants to reveal himself to me to mature my faith. Because as his children, we have his spiritual blessings that spill over and empower us to live a purposeful life here on earth that glorifies him. Well, thanks, Maddie. That is so encouraging, and what a great reminder. And I want to encourage all of us that are part of this today, jump on the church app and click Daily Aha, read this because you process it differently, and then take some time to think about what are the three things you're thankful for, and what are the two or three things that you're praying for, and just as part of that, say thank you, God, for your eternal blessings. Well, that's all the time I have for today, but I want to invite you to pray for our Kenya mission team. We've got a team that is heading out in just a couple of days, and they're serving with our partner church, Nailinda Baptist Church, and our partner organization, Care for AIDS, and it's a great work. Lives are being changed. So would you pray for safety? Would you pray for spiritual discernment and the opportunity to see life change that will be eternal? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.